Governor Doyle says moving up the primary date will ease the concerns of those who say the presidential races were done before state residents cast their ballots in early April. Doyle contends more candidates will now want to come here to compete for Wisconsin votes.
I think Wisconsin is a very representative state of the United States. It will give candidates a pretty good test here. It's a swing state. It's obviously been a very, very close state party-wise.
UW-Madison political scientist Don Kettle agrees the earlier primary date will have some impact, but Kettle says the impact will be watered down by the fact that about a dozen other states also have primaries in February.
It's going to be a real bang-bang kind of decision-making process with a lot of primaries crashed in, loaded up right on the front end of the process.
But Wisconsin may be the first primary next year that's truly open, allowing voters to cross over party lines. That might help Democrats that can draw moderate voters, or if President Bush is the only Republican in the field, it might allow GOP voters to create some mischief on the Democratic side. Professor Kettle says it's too early to say for sure. Kettle says the other uncertainty has to do with what late winter weather will do to voter turnout.
If there's anything candidates are going to love, it's going to be coming to Wisconsin in February. Of course, they've learned they can do the same thing to New Hampshire, so they've become battle-hardened in that level as well, I think. But it's going to take some doing to get turnout up.
Kettle says it would help next year if Wisconsin has a wild and lively Democratic primary, and maybe a February heat wave. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.